This week, Tour de France riders cranked through 3 grueling days in the Pyrenees Mountains. Why don't they just get out and take a bus like sensible people? But there's still the Alps to come and lots of pedaling ahead before they sprint into Paris on July 26. So we thought we'd take this moment to speak with our favorite man in spandex, know-it-all A.J. Jacobs, about bicycling lore. He joins us from our studios in New York. A.J., thanks for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to 1903, the first Tour de France. Scandal plagued from the first, I gather.
Yes, the 1903 winner was a former chimney sweep named Maurice Garin. And during the race, Garin allegedly forced a rival's bike to crash. And then Garin got off his own bike and stomped on the poor guy's back wheel until it was destroyed. So not quite as subtle as Lance Armstrong.
And they cleaned all of that up by the next year, though, right?
Oh, no. The next year was worse. The fans were hooligans, and they threw broken glass and nails on the road to give flat tires to the ones they didn't like. It was the leader of the race was actually attacked by 4 masked men. There were riots, broken fingers, gunfires in the air, racers secretly taking trains.
I would pay to watch that on TV as opposed to what they have now, but go ahead.
That's true. Yeah. It was, I'm sure it was very entertaining if you didn't get shot.
Today's bicycles are precision instruments, but those early bikes were more like torture instruments, weren't they?
Yeah, not so comfy. And one hint was that the first bikes in the 1860s were called bone shakers. So they had an iron frame, iron tires, they weighed more than 40 pounds, and you were riding them over cobblestone. So it was not for the faint of heart or as they said back then, the faint of derriere.
And they were supposed to, do I venture into this? They were supposed to have a hypnotic effect on women.
Well, yeah, this was fascinating to me, that cycling was actually a huge part of the women's movement. And Susan B. Anthony said that bicycling has done more to emancipate women than anything else in the world, because it gave them freedom to move around and it helped them get rid of those huge flowing dresses. But there were men who thought it was a grave threat to women's sexual purity. And so they designed what they called the hygienic saddle, which was an uncomfortable seat that would keep women properly chaste. So we can thank these guys for saving Western civilization.
Yeah. Please tell us about, is her name Annie Londonderry?
It is, and I love this story. I think there needs to be a movie about this starring Sandy Bullock, because she's fascinating. She was arguably the first female superstar. She was a Jewish mother of 3 from Boston, and in 1894, because of a bet, she decided to ride around the world on her bike in 15 months. And she went off with a pearl-handled revolver, a change of underwear. She did it. She was thrown in Korean jail. She did make it. There's a wonderful book about it called Around the World on 2 Wheels. And she also became a huge flashpoint for women's rights, because she started wearing men's clothes by the end. And apparently one spectator saw her in pants and ran screaming.
There was a brief moment in time when bicycles were instruments of war.
That's right. In fact, I have an entire book on bicycles and the history of war, in case you want to borrow it. But it was fascinating.
I have a first edition. But go ahead.
I figured. My favorite was there was a tricycle that had a machine gun mounted on it. So I will never make fun of tricycles again. I do not underestimate the tricycle.
A.J. Jacobs, editor-at-large for Esquire magazine, amazingly. AJ, hope you get off the training wheel soon.
Thank you, Scott.
This is NPR News.